Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Bez Hashem, shiur number 27, the shiurim for women. We are often disappointed when we see a perversion of justice. We know in our hearts Hashem is good and that goodness will last forever and evil is temporary and will be destroyed. But very often because we have limited vision, we're human beings, we see the suffering within ourselves and in other people. So we're often disappointed by what we see as a perversion of justice. We may see honest people, decent people struggle and are full of many hardships. On the other hand, you see other people that are deceitful and exploit others for their own gain and seem to be enjoying unlimited success. And our sense of fairness is offended. You know, it's something Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirmiyah talked about, the Chayvus Halvavus talks about. But it's difficult to see as it's going on, even though ultimately we know everything will straighten out, even in our own minds. We will see how justice was served and that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be and in the perfect, with perfect fairness. But our perspective is limited. Even as mature adults, our concept of time is restricted. You know, when you have young children, they don't even understand what next week means. They don't even understand what tomorrow means. Now, us as adults, we could, in our concept, we know what months are and years, decades, even some centuries, but eternity of Nitzchias is beyond our grasp. We can't comprehend it even as adults. So recognizing that Hashem is here forever and is infinite, and our souls, us, we may live in this world for a short period of time, but our souls, our own identity, Hashem made us, we are here forever. Hashem gave us everlasting life because we are a part of Hashem. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. So it's hard for us to grasp, though, eternity. And that's why we get sidetracked and get shaken up by injustices in the world. But if you think about it, what remains today of those 200 years ago, the Rishonim that did all their evil things and they felt they got away with it and they thought they would live forever and enjoy this life, where are they now? All their riches and their wealth and everything that they got in is nothing now, emptiness. But when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs and teachings, you still have today the teachings of the wise men who lived 2,000 years ago. The words of the Tanoim and Pirkei Avos last forever and ever and ever. We're still living with those words. All the good things, even in this world, the one who invented the smallpox vaccination, and so on and so forth, goodness lasts forever. And the fact that we may see wrongdoing succeed does not disprove the fact that evil is self-destructive. We may not see it in our short period on this earth, but if you have a deeper sense of history, you'll see the truth of that. Where it says in Tehillim, Lamedalad, Perak Lamedalad, Pasach Abbez, that evil destroys the wicked. So that is the idea. You see, the Chazon Ish gave that mashal when it came after the Holocaust, which is a totally, totally, totally incomprehensible event. And he explained it like a one-sided needlepoint, where one side looks beautiful, and the other side, when you turn it in the other side, it looks quite ugly, with a lot of batches of ugly knots and threads that seem random and has no rhyme or reason to it and very ugly. That's on one side of this needlepoint design, but on the other side, it's beautiful. And that's sometimes what we are seeing. We are seeing, we don't understand, and we are seeing the other side of that needlepoint design, where everything seems to have no rhyme or reason, not realizing the opposite side of it has that beautiful pattern And one day Hashem will reveal that beautiful pattern to us in the most profound way. Another concept is when we have the negativity within us, not to be afraid of it, shouldn't shake our self-esteem, but we should be grateful when we could self-correct. If you have a high self-esteem and you value self-worth, then even if you see negative things within you, you won't be filled with self-disgust or self-loathing that'll bring you, spiral you further down, or not motivate you to improve, but rather you will see it that you're valuable, your neshama is holy. This negativity is superimposed on you, and you could correct it. You have Rav Simcha Bunim of Peshitta. He came before the Yid HaKadosh, and he was sad. He said, I've been totally humiliated. So I was embarrassed. And the Yid HaKadosh says, who dared insult you? And Rav Bunim took out a sefer called Shevet Musar. It's a book on ethics, on spirituality. And he held it close to his heart and he kissed it. And he said, it was the author of this book who humiliated me. And he pointed out how deficient I am in my devotion to Hashem and to Kiyum HaMitzvos and to learning Torah. And I must improve myself in all these areas so that I should not be so humiliated when I read it again. So most people shun criticism, but wise people welcome it. Now, don't welcome it from abusive people that are out there just to make your life miserable and cause you pain. Obviously, you want somebody who does this and does point out those faults in you to be someone who truly loves you. Someone who truly wants your benefit. And of course, you want that. So that's important, but wherever it's coming from, to recognize you're a special person, you have a lot of gifts, and the fact that we have human flaws, even very serious human flaws, is very normal. And that's part of why we're here in this world, not to have them, but to correct them and work through them. And that's in a very important yesod. A third yesod that we're going to speak about today is where Wallerstein talks about this, the Gan Eden of helping. The Gan Eden of helping. Every Yid has a world, has a chelik b'olam haba, and we're all tzaddikim, which means that Hashem views us in a very high esteem. It's a very high esteem. He values us very, very much. So we have to value ourselves, and we also need to value every person, especially every Yid, that has great value. And very often, the reward of Gan Eden is actually the helping of people. It's the most richest reward in life, to be able to have that opportunity to use your kaychais, to use your energy, to help people as best as you can. And even if you can't actually help them in a tangible way, the tefillah for them, the giving them brachais, is a tremendous hisayris of rachmim comes from that. It's well known Rav Avigdor Miller used to have that practice without even telling the other person. He used to see certain Jewish homes. He used to praise it, bench the homes that they should, and everyone should be healthy and well. This is a good practice to have sometimes. You know, if it's too hard right away to shower these brachas upon people that hurt you or are difficult people, start out with the easier. Start out with the easy ones. That's everything. You work little by little till you break in nature, but for the time being, pick someone that's easy to like, that's not so hard to love. And when you see that person or you think about that person, daven for them and give them a special bracha. You see them on the street, give them a special bracha. You know, even if it's someone that you don't know, you see someone in a wheelchair or on crutches, without even telling them, if you're shy, you don't know who they are, just to come over to them, you know, and wish them well. You're not ready for that. At least privately, You saw the person, that's Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem, please help this person heal. Help him have a full Refuah Shleima. Help him have a wonderful day. And help him have a full Yeshua and Refuah. That's a important thing. You know, when you come across people who are suffering with different things, of course, ideally, if you have the capacity to help them, then do everything you can to try to help them. But even when you can't, at least bench them. At least shower a brachis on them. And that is ma'ir, tremendous rachmim, and it also develops your own self-character and strength. So the three lessons of today is, number one is not to get disappointed or discouraged when we see with our limited perspective how wicked seems to prevail and righteousness seems to flounder. It's only our short-sightedness that views it this way, that sees it this way. We need to have emunah and bitachin in Hashem's eternal justice. And that everything good prevails. Everything evil will wither. We see that even now, if you look carefully. Avigdor Miller said this in Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, that evil people, for the most part, they have their time in their sunshine, but then there's a tremendous deterioration and they suffer even in this world. They die young or they're miserable. I have, and I feel bad that I wasted time on this, should have been learning instead, but I have studied some biographies and some accounts of famous people, wealthy people, actors and actresses that people like idol worship them, and for the most part they lived ultimately a life of misery. So it's a lot of it is a mirage. Don't be shaken when you see with your naked eye evil prevail or righteousness floundering. It is a short-sighted view. Hashem is emes. The emes is good, has an everlasting kiyum, and evil is temporary and will wither. The next is especially if they're well-meaning, with a healthy self-worth, you could take criticism and utilize it to correct yourself. And then, of course, the Gan Eden of helping. And giving brachos to people, thinking about people, and empowering them in every way you can. Bracha v'atzlacha.